This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Sometimes we think of du'as as a wish list. Oh Allah, give me this. Oh Allah, give me that. Oh Allah, save me from this, or I seek refuge in you from that. But many du'as, as we know them, from the Quran and from the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, are just humbling expressions. They're void of any explicit ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dua that we're going to be learning today is of that type. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say upon breaking his fast, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَى وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقِ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. So in this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَى, the thirst is gone. Gone is the thirst. وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقِ, that the veins have become moistened. وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ, and the reward is established, inshallah. So you look at the components of this dua and note that this is one of those du'as that bi-idhnillah you're going to say every single day in the month of Ramadan. Now, this dua is not specific to Ramadan. It's for when you break your fast. So even after Ramadan, if you have to make up fast, or you're fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, or you're fasting on Yom Arafah or Ashura, or whatever it is that you're fasting, this is the dua that you want to make upon breaking your fast. Upon breaking your fast means after you've actually had some water or date or whatever it is that you're breaking your fast on, then you want to say this dua. Some people make the mistake of saying ذَهَبَ الظَّمَى وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقِ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرِ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ before they actually put anything in their mouths, before they actually break their fast. So you want to say this after you've actually completed the fast, yani that you've actually broken the fast. So let's look at each one of these components of this dua. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَى, that the thirst is gone. SubhanAllah, when did the thirst go away? You were thirsty all day. Maybe it was a hot day. It was one of those days where, SubhanAllah, you had to do some you know, intense labor or whatever it may be. So you fasted and you were thirsty. And the thirst was gone with a sip of water, with just a little bit of water. SubhanAllah. Other times of the year, it's frustrating when you just have a little bit of this or a little bit of that. But after fasting, even that little bit, you know, allows you to be replenished. And it shows you how perhaps inappreciative we are of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds us that we only need a little, actually, you know, to be satisfied. وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقِ, that the veins have become moistened, meaning that what you have put in your body now, not just that it quenches your thirst, but that you're actually nourishing, re-nourishing your body bi-idhnillahi ta'ala after you've left off that food and drink for, you know, a significant portion of the day. Now, here's the part of the dua that I really want you to pay attention to, which is وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ inshallah. The reward is established, inshallah, with the will of Allah, by the will of Allah. We are actually discouraged from saying inshallah in dua. So why is it that we're saying inshallah here when we're saying that the reward is established? This is because no individual knows what their reward is for fasting, or if they even have a reward for fasting. Maybe somebody did something during the day that would diminish that reward, or perhaps even erase the entire reward of fasting. And that's what we need to be careful of. Now, the reward for fasting is tremendous because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Hadith al-Qudsi that every action that the son of Adam does is for himself and it will be rewarded 10 to 700 times over. إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Except for fasting. Fasting is for me and I will reward for it. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So the reward for fasting is tremendous. At the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, and he says in the hadith, "Man lam yada' qawl az-zur wal 'amala bihi, falaysa lillahi hajatun an yada'a ta'amahu wa sharabahu." Whoever does not leave off false speech and evil actions, that is while he's fasting, Allah has no need for him to leave off his food and his drink. So look at what we're doing throughout the day. Are we saying evil things about people? Are we doing things that are unbecoming of a Muslim? These are things that we think about as we're saying this dua. You go now, you're breaking your fast, and you're saying, ثبت الأجر. The reward is established, inshallah, because you really don't know. But you should be reminding yourself, and it is a reminder for you at the end of your fast, to make sure that you protect your fast from those things that will harm it. The Prophet ﷺ also said, "As-siyamu junnah," that fasting is a shield. مَا لَمْ يَخْرِقْهُ. As long as a person doesn't puncture that shield, then it will be a protection for him. Your fasting should be a protection for you. You should get a great reward for it. And this dua that you're making at the end of the day, as you're breaking your fast, should be a reminder for you to be mindful during your fast. The final takeaway that I want to mention from this particular hadith is that it's an encouragement for us to strive in ibadah. How so? Because right away we're saying, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَتَلَتِ الْعُرُوقُ ثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Yani all of that day that you were fasting, the fatigue or the exhaustion that you may have faced, it's all going away in an instant. And subhanAllah, that is the reality of every act of ibadah that we do. Yeah, it may involve some difficulty while we're going through it, but it goes away. The difficulty goes away. And you think about it, if you made Hajj in the past, man, you faced some difficulty. Do you remember that difficulty right now? Probably not. If you fasted last Monday or last Thursday, and now, you know, and you face some difficulty during that fast, do you feel that difficulty right now? Absolutely not. Whatever acts of worship that we do, whatever difficulty may be associated with that act of worship or whatever fatigue that we've gone through in performing that act of worship, it goes away almost in an instant. But the reward remains, walhamdulillah. The same is true for sins. Maybe a person enjoys the sin while they're committing it, but afterwards, the regret that they feel, the fact that that sin has been written down and recorded, and perhaps there's consequences in this life and the next for that sin, was it really worth that very temporary enjoyment? Same thing. You know, when we're talking about now this fatigue that a person goes through in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that fatigue goes away, but the reward is established, inshallah, and a person will see that reward when they take their book in their right hand, bi'idnillahi ta'ala, and they say to everybody else on that day, ha umuqara'u kitabiyya, here, read my book. ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر inshallah. Learn that dua, memorize it, make sure you say it every day when you break your fast, and teach it to others. Barakallahu fikum wa jazakum allahu khairan.